This is not driven by the savings, actually. It's driven by a better model of service provision, which is more inclusive. So the decision wasn't taken to actually save money. Savings might be a byproduct of what we're doing, because we'll be saving a huge amount of money by shutting this huge building down, which is increasingly used by less and less people.
I think it's a disgrace that they're shutting a day centre for people with adult learning difficulties, when they can spend £43 million refurbishing a council house. They can also spend money on a velodrome and a 50-metre pool, putting the council into debt. My son is totally dependent on myself and the day centre when he goes there. He's doubly incontinent. He can't feed himself. He has to be tube fed. He's wheelchair bound. He's just totally dependent on it. It's just like, I mean, if you think of having a little baby, 3 months old, and you've got that, and I've had that for 34 years now. He just turned 34. And I've had a three-month-old baby to look after. The trouble is, one time they used to die. But now they've got the health, they're looked after better, health-wise, and they're living longer. That's the problem with the council. I'm sorry if I'm upsetting people, but it's true. People are living longer, and it's causing a problem with the council, and the council just don't want to know.
And you talked about the cost implications a little bit earlier, John. We spoke to Councillor Fareed Hussain of Derby City Council. He said it's not to do with finances, it's to do with the fact that the centre is underused.
they talk silly. People can't get into the day centre. There's people there only allowed to go for 2 days a week, because there ain't the space for them. It's not underused. No way. It's just a way of cutting it and to save money, so the council leaders and all those can sit in their nice flash offices down in the council houses. They're not bothered about the people with like these people.
And John, they deserve better. John, we talked about a consultation. Presumably you're going to be expressing your views at that consultation.
Oh, of course I will. But they've had these consultation periods before. There used to be two day centres in Derby. There was one at Micklover, and they had a consultation period, and that was shut. That was the reason to give that one, because it wanted £1 million spending on a new roof. So they moved it all into one centre, and we were told then that was it, the cuts have been cut. They cut 2 day centres down to one, and now it's they're shutting the one, the last one. And there is no out. They're not about people coming into your houses to look after them while you're not there. And things like that, and people going for short-term respite care, other people's homes. It's just not on with my boy and a lot more people. Mm.